This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free. It is the live Saturday edition, and we are here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, our website is free at freetalklive.com. You know those other talk show hosts, the guys you hear during the week, they want to charge you for their shows. And we're actually on during the week, too, but we may not be on your local talk radio station. If not, you should call them and ask real nice like to have more Free Talk Live. But most of those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites, and ours is free. And we've got more for free on our site than they charge you for on their sites. I guarantee it. Or your money back at freetalklive.com. All right, so 800-259-9231, of course, open phones is always on this program to allow you to dial in about anything. But earlier this week, and I unfortunately was not here for this discussion because I'd been arrested, and that's a whole other story. If you want to know more about that, you can listen to last night's program over at freetalklive.com. We talked about it in detail. But as I was...
It had to do with the city council drinking game.
Yes, and as I was in the police station, you guys were performing the show on Thursday night. You and Sean, who was in here that night. And one of the stories that you talked about was, I believe, out of Portland, where a little girl, 7 years old, was shut down for having a lemonade stand. Now, can you recap the story, Mark, for our listeners?
Basically, sure. Basically, the little girl, she was seven, and she had seen the ideas in one of her books or something of having a lemonade stand. And
who hasn't?
Right. This is a rite of passage, generations past. But now the government has grown so large that they pretty much demand that children have permits for their lemonade stands. Bureaucrats are so ravenously, voraciously after revenue that they shut down lemonade stands because, well, they're in competition with I remember this from Little Rascals. And guess who the villain was? The villain was the cop and the storekeeper that wanted to shut down the lemonade stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to look good shutting down kids' lemonade stands.
Sure it is.
This is what happened. The bureaucrats said, oh, it's unfair competition. Everybody else is paying the man $120 for a license. We're going to fine you $500 if you don't shut this down, sweetheart.
Really?
That was the threat.
So they got scared. They shut it down. And there was a story written about it. You guys talked about it on, I think it was Thursday night's show.
Right.
So there's an update. Good news. Guess what?
They got so much heat and flack that they finally buckled.
According to the Oregonian at OregonLive.com, no need to jack up the price of a glass of lemonade. Turns out kids won't have to shell out $120 for a health permit to run their lemonade stand after all. Multnomah County top elected official apologized Thursday for health inspectors who forced a 7-year-old girl to shut down her stand last week because she didn't have a food safety permit. Chairman Jeff Cogan also said he's directed county health department workers to use professional discretion in doing their jobs. What's that mean?
That means that if the person's so young that it's going to make them look bad, mm-hmm. that they shouldn't shut it down. And I it's a small step in the right direction, but why should, if I, for whatever reason, want to go set up a lemonade stand out in front of my house, shouldn't I be able to do it? Do I have to, really? You think I'm putting borax in there? Huh? I mean, you think I'm trying to kill people out there with my lemonade? So it's just silly.
Right. Well, the idea that they're going to test your lemonade, they get some sort of lemonade.
They're
test
not testing
kit.
It. They want $120. The bureaucrats don't test your lemonade. This is the most ludicrous part of this.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. We can't allow you to sell this lemonade. It doesn't have any ice cubes.
The health inspector isn't going to do anything about the lemonade.
We've got standards.
They just want their $120.
Yeah.
It's like the mob.
That's exactly what it is.
Something bad could happen in here if you don't have if you haven't paid your licensing fee. You know what I'm saying?
Except the mob probably would have left a little girl alone. It's very unlikely that the mob would have done something like this to a little girl. They tend to have respect toward children. From what I understand, I mean, I don't work for the mafia or anything like that, but... That's what I understand. So let me continue here. Inspectors told Julie Murphy and her mother, Maria Fife, to stop selling lemonade at the monthly Last Thursday Arts Festival in Northeast Portland last week. State law technically requires that even lemonade stands have temporary restaurant licenses, which cost $120.
How much lemonade are you going to sell to make up for this $120?
I mean, you ain't gonna
she was
it.
Making the lemonade with Kool-Aid. It's not like it's, you know, delicious, fresh-squeezed lemonade or anything like that. I've certainly stopped off and bought every time I see one of these little lemonade stands, I stop off because I believe in entrepreneurship. And I buy whatever it is that the kid is selling, watered-down Kool-Aid that they're selling. I'll do that. But, you know, that's a lot of lemonade to sell to make up for that $120 permit.
And what are you not going to cut it?
What are you
unless you're selling it at $5 a glass or something? I don't know how many glasses the average lemonade stand goes through, but it can't be that many.
No.
Kogan said the inspectors were following the rule book, but should consider that food safety laws are aimed at adults engaged in a professional food business, not kids running lemonade stands. That's very interesting. This is the reason I wanted to share this piece here was because of the hemming and the hawing that this bureaucrat does about his laws. Because when they come to you and they tell you that you need a permit for X, Y, and Z, or you need a license, or you need a health code, et cetera, whatever it is they fill in the blanks.
Sorry, you can't have this yard sale here. This is you're vending without a permit.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's always, well, we're just doing our jobs. If you don't like the law, you can change the law, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sure, because the professional bureaucrats are constantly trying to grow the law, but I, who have a job and try to earn money to pay their stinking salaries, I should, what, invest my full time trying to keep them from growing the government? I mean, really? That's what the expectation is? I thought I was born free.
Well, you thought so, but as you learn enough, you realize that's not the case. So I think it's interesting what he's saying here. He's saying that food safety laws are aimed at adults engaged in a professional food business, but not kids running lemonade stands. Well, what about kids selling hot dogs? What about kids doing something besides a lemonade stand? How would that end up looking for them, too, if they went after any time you bust a 7-year-old girl for doing some sort of vending, it's going to look bad, right?
So, and the mother was there at the incident, and
right.
You know, obviously we're aiming at the 7-year-old. It was her idea, according to her mother, and I believe her. You know, if the mother was engaged in, she probably wouldn't be selling Kool-Aid. You know,
right.
She would have been selling lemons or something.
Yeah.
But you know, she was there to keep the 7-year-old safe, as a mother, I would expect her to do. But what if the mom decides, you know, I'm going to set up a roadside restaurant here, and I'm going to have my 7-year-old as a protection, you know, as a totem to ward off the bureaucrats. Hey, it's my daughter's taco stand. What?
Right.
She's
what in charge. But my suggestion here would be that who is more likely to understand food safety? Professional food vending people or a 7-year-old girl? Now, look, I'm not saying that I think that the government's justified in having this food safety nonsense. I think it's a bunch of crap, personally. In fact, if you've worked in the restaurant business, I'd love to hear from you tonight. Or if you do work in the restaurant business, tell us your story about the government food inspection. Because every time I've ever talked to somebody about these government health inspectors, it's a joke. They call in advance,
or they shut people down that they have some kind of a vendetta against.
This is true, and that's one of the things that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire today. But that's another story. They shut down a little girl's limeade stand here, an ice cream stand here in town this morning. It was just absolutely despicable on their parts. But if you've had experience with these bureaucrats that come around and pretend to inspect businesses for health code violations, then just explain it to me, because what has it been like? Because every time I've ever talked to anybody, it's usually they call in advance. You get plenty of time to, you know, clean up, look pretty. And then when they come in, they just kind of look around at the ceiling tile, sit down, enjoy a free meal on the house, chat it up with the manager, and then leave. Unless, as you said, Mark, they're trying to punish somebody because they don't like them for some sort of political purposes or whatever. Those are the two versions of the story that we tend to hear. We've talked about these issues. You know, the issue of health regulation is this big specter, right, that people raise when you talk about getting rid of the government, getting rid of this violent monopoly. Well, what about the health code? Well, wait a minute. Don't you think that the people in the marketplace want to keep their customers coming back? Clearly, there's no interest in poisoning your customers. That doesn't make much sense. Word of mouth isn't going to spread too fast if you're poisoning people. And beyond that, you can have third-party certification.
You can sue.
Plus, you can have people come in and actually do a good job of inspecting your restaurant. Just look at a lot of chain places. They do that. They do a much better job than the government. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include our news updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, and there are various different ways to receive this information. You can sign up for the email list. You can do Twitter or Facebook. So you make the choice. Choose them all if you want. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. I love to go over there and just read them. Yeah, there's so many of them. They're very enjoyable. Go check them out and let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so we started things out here, and I ran out of time in the last segment, so I didn't get the phone numbers out. So here they are, 800-259-9231. We're talking about the conversation that began was about this lemonade stand that was shut down in Portland, Oregon last week. And, of course, it made the news, as these things should when they happen. And caught with red-handed in their violent ways, the government bureaucrats have now backpedaled at this point. OregonLive.com reporting that the head bureaucrat in Multnomah County has said that the health department workers should use professional discretion in doing their jobs. They should consider that food safety laws are aimed at adults engaged in a professional food business, not kids running lemonade stands. And the reason for that, as you pointed out, Mark, is because it's public relations. It's not about food safety. If it was about food safety, they'd actually be checking even the professionals on a more regular basis. But in many cases, you get like one inspection per year, and the government food inspector glances up, looks around a little bit, eats a free meal on the house, chats it up with the manager, and leaves. And if you've ever worked in the food business, I'd love to hear your stories about what it's been like with these government food inspectors. 800-259-9231. I think probably more likely to get somebody who's been in the food business to answer that question than we're going to get somebody to say, yeah, little girls need lemonade permits. I mean, if you are out there and you think... And you think that a seven-year-old girl should have to have a permit, regardless of whatever the cost is, if you think they should have a permit in order to have a lemonade stand, I really want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. I mean, I suppose the ultimate statist could say something to the effect of, well, we need to prepare them for life as an adult.
Right. When they're going to be treated like cattle and herded through life. It's absolutely true, but you know, it's the situations with these permits and all these costs for entry. That's what these things are. Essentially, it's cost for entry, and this is the homogenization of America. It's making it so only large companies are going to be able to compete in the marketplace because they, you know, the mom and pop little organizations, the little entrepreneurs, don't get to cut their teeth on lemonade stands. Mm-hmm. They're going to, they're more likely to grow up to be cogs in the wheel rather than setting out and opening up their own restaurants. And really, America was built on small business, but it's becoming so that, you know, your choices are fewer and fewer.
Your choices are those who have jumped through the hoops. Those who are grandfathered in, that kind of thing. That's what the government's inspections and licensing system really exists for, is to protect people who are already in business. You know, it's interesting when you look at children, Mark, as you mentioned, we were talking about earlier, who hasn't had a lemonade stand, right? I mean, at some age, whether you were actually selling lemonade or trying to pass something else off as it is another issue, but who hasn't done this kind of entrepreneurial activity?
Some kind of sales thing as a kid.
Yeah, and at some point that gets beaten out of you, right? Because kids are more likely to be entrepreneurs than anybody else. They haven't been told you can't do that.
Yeah, life hasn't smacked them down enough times.
Well, when you say life, you mean the government. I mean, that's because in the absence of the government's system here and this mandatory licensing and all that, these kids could get older and come up with new ideas for new businesses and just go out and do them from their own home.
Right. Indeed, that's true. But to some extent, it's life, right? Like, I thought that at one point I was going to, as a child, I wanted to make paper airplanes and sell them door to door.
Okay, fine. Sure.
Right? And the lemonade stands, most of the stuff that I get, and I stop at every one of them I see whenever I see kids selling. And to a one, it's all been awful, okay? I mean, it's watered down, terrible Kool-Aid, okay? The reason I do it is because I want to foster community relations and to get kids to be entrepreneurial.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so I understand where you're coming from. When you say life intervenes, okay, yeah, they'll get to the point eventually when they realized that, these paper airplanes aren't selling very well. And this is part of learning, right? I mean, you come to understand that your entrepreneurial idea did not have a market. You thought it was a great idea, but the marketplace disagreed, and so you fail. You fail your way to success, right? You learn.
Yeah, that's life.
Right? You make mistakes. Hopefully you learn from them, and you correct yourself, and you move on. So a little more from this bureaucrat, and then we'll jump into your phone calls here. The head bureaucrat, again, making excuses for using discretion, which, again, is code speak for the government saying, yeah, we're just going to ignore this because we can. Because it's not all about the law and enforcing the law. It's about only enforcing the law when we think we can get away with it. Only coming down, cracking the whip against you when no one's paying attention. And people pay attention to 7-year-old girls in their lemonade stand. But if you'd been, a 20-year-old selling cookies or something like that, you'd be in trouble. Let's continue. And you shouldn't be. He says a lemonade stand is a classic, iconic American thing to do.
Agreed.
I don't want to be in the business of shutting that down. Well, you do want to be in the business of shutting down all kinds of other activity, like, say, for instance, somebody operating a delivery service from the comforts of their own home. They wouldn't have to pay for the cost of actually having some sort of physical location. All they'd have to do is whip up some delicious food in their kitchen and send it out on a delivery car or bike or whatever out to the people that were purchasing it.
Best food I've ever eaten. It was prepared in someone's home, you know?
Highly illegal in many cases, in many places around the country. So that's the kind of people that this guy wants to stop. He wants to stop people who have great ideas from instituting them and making a better life for themselves, which is why it's people like this bureaucrat and his other licensing ilk and their other various different licensing bureaucracies. Because this is just the health code guy. You got the construction licensing, you got the, fill in the name, fill in the blank, plumbers, et cetera, on and on. And so it's his job to put a stop to entrepreneurship, to put roadblocks in the way of people that have an idea and they want to run forward with it, in order to protect the existing businessmen, in order to protect the existing status quo, in order to protect their prices as well, because every time a new person comes into a business or an industry, then they can undercut their competition and lower prices, increase service, and the old school, the good old boy network doesn't want that. So he's protecting and serving the good old boys, not anybody else. And it's people like him that keep poor people poor. It's people like this guy that keep lower middle class and poor people from making their way up in the world by starting their own businesses in their homes and things like that. Because it's just outlawed. So if you don't have the thousands of dollars to get into a 5-year lease or something like that, a commercial lease, and open up a commercial kitchen and, hire a staff and pay all that overhead, you're screwed.
Most places, many places, I should say, I don't know most, many places have zoning restrictions that don't allow you to, say, live in or over your business.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are next. You're welcome to talk about lemonade stands, health inspections, or whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing. Claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of this program. You can become a Shriner as well. Go get all the details and check it out at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Well, one of the reasons that people don't stand up to the government's overreaching is it can be so expensive to hire an attorney when you take the government to court. Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. So you can keep an eye on your attorney. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. I have gone through the course, and I recommend it for anyone. Get it at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're talking about lemonade stand crackdowns. They've been happening, and the story out of Portland is not unusual. It happened last week where a 7-year-old girl was told, you better shut down or we're going to fine you $500. And if you want to set up again, you're going to have to pay $120 for a day-long restaurant permit in order to sell lemonade. Now, the city, the county government has backed down at this point because of the press attention that's been brought to the issue, and they backpedaled. But nonetheless, it brings up the issue of regulation. It brings up the idea, this nonsensical idea of government health regulations. And so we asked for people who've had experience with these government health regulators to talk about their experiences, because I think everything I've ever heard is just a bunch of nonsense, just bureaucrats wasting time walking around getting free meals from places. And then I also asked if anybody actually supports the regulation of lemonade stands. I mean, is there anybody out there? I'm just curious. What do you think about that? You think that a little girl should have to pay for a permit or apply for a permit, like a children's permit, in order to get their lemonade stand?
Yeah, that's what they need. They need little training permits. Mm-hmm. You can get them for $1.50, yeah, but you have to go get them.
So 800-259-9231. Or you can bring up anything. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So let's start with Jim in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Hello, Jim. Jim?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not much. I heard about you guys talking about the little girl got her lemonade stand shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a cook for over 30 years. That's what I've done my whole life. And I've dealt with health department inspectors. I tell you what, I've worked for every major chain there is around Tampa, Florida. And it's like you said, they come in, they walk around, they walk right by things that I work there. And I think it's nasty, and I, you know, I'm not very articulate, but.
Oh, that's all right. No, I totally understand.
They come there, they walk around, they walk right by the grease that's running down the wall in the corner behind the grill. They don't even say anything about that. But they're going to shut a little girl's lemonade stand down?
So,
I mean,
Jim,
wrong.
It's interesting that you call in. You've worked at some of the major chains. Now, it's my understanding that the chains police themselves because, you know, in order to keep their name, whatever it is, however good it is that it is, that they send their own inspectors and that they come far more often and they're far more rigorous. Is that
random in many cases?
Yes, they are. They do. I've worked for, I don't know if I should or if I
probably
can
shouldn't
give any names, but I've worked for restaurants that begin with a D, with a V, with a C,
fair enough.
A B, I've worked an O.
And those inspectors usually come in on a random basis, don't they? Like, you may not necessarily be expecting them?
You pretty much know when they're going to come. You don't know exactly when they're going to come, mm-hmm. but you know they're going to come within sometime this week.
I see.
And so, yeah, there is, when that week comes, all of a sudden, they're wanting you to do a lot of extra cleaning that they normally don't make you do.
Interesting juxtaposition. I thank you, Jim, for the call and the expertise at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Keith, listening in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Keith. Keith? You are. Keith is gone. Oh, maybe I should pay attention. Let's try, is this Kaisley? I don't know what that is. Kelsey? Georgia?
It's Kiesel from Georgia.
Kiesel, I apologize. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I guess I can elaborate on the lemonade stand, but it's going to be a long exaggeration. Alex Jones, he's on the same channel as you guys. You guys get a lot of conspiracy calls.
Well, he's on the same network as we are, but the network puts us on a bunch of different radio stations, and I don't think he's on any of the same. Maybe one of our 81 radio stations carries that program. But go ahead with your thoughts.
So all the conspiracy theorists out there, can you honestly blame the elitists or the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them?
For what?
Is it so much to ask for a new world order?
What are you talking about?
That's what most conspiracy theories circle around. Some new world
order. This isn't a conspiracy theory show. Here we deal with real life. We deal with concrete information, and we talk about the people that are trying to control others. And I think that the little tyrants are all over the place, and they're not all necessarily in the same club, and they certainly aren't called the new world order. I think that's a real distraction from the real issue. But I guess I don't really understand the point of what you're getting at.
So I'm not here to say anything about the conspirers or whatever, lay down any facts regarding that. But regarding this lemonade stand, so I can work with this example, can you blame them for shutting down that lemonade stand? Because that could turn into some type of, you know, advantage or avenue for a terrorist to poison an entire neighborhood. And I know that sounds ridiculous, right? But it can be so easily done.
Sure, but it could be done with a permit, too.
That's legit.
Yeah, because they can just pay for the permit. I mean, doesn't keep people safe.
Permits are just what they sound like. They're an opportunity to give the government money so that you can then go about without being harassed, go about your business. I mean, there's not going to be any bureaucrat in there testing to see if you've put cyanide in the lemonade.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And it would seem to me if you were going to have some sort of terrorist attack on a neighborhood, there'd be easier ways to go about it than selling lemonade to the inhabitants.
Those Freemasons are insidious, insidious people.
Let's continue. Larry, listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I've been enjoying your show.
Yes, sir.
And I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas. I just wanted to elaborate on the out of control bureaucratic permit situation. I'm telling you, it's going on all over the country.
Sure it
is. I got a couple of examples for you.
Okay.
My mother this summer had her yard sale shut down by code enforcement because she didn't have obtained a permit.
In Clearwater?
$25 permit.
You've got to have
no, a... No, in San Antonio.
Oh, in San Antonio.
My mother's in San Antonio.
Wow.
And
what, no, I'm just curious. Do you know what the permit? Do you know what the permit costs?
$25.
$25? You're lucky if you get $25 out of a garage sale. I mean, depending on what you're selling. If you got a bunch of big stuff, maybe you'll get that. But if you're just selling a bunch of little...
sweet little 70-year-old lady. We had to get everything out of the yard and put it back into the garage until the time... It was a weekend, so we couldn't get the permit until till that Monday. This was a Saturday. And
what was the process like to get the permit?
It wasn't that complicated. One-page document had to be filled out, you know, name, address, and so on, and paid the $25.
I think $45? I'm sorry. I thought you said 25 earlier, and I was balking at that. It's 25. Either way. And, you know, even if they make it easy to get the permit, it's about the principle of the matter. It's about
the
idea.
It's the principle of the matter. It's her own private property.
Right.
Her own goods, which she no longer wanted. She's being disposed of in any manner she wishes.
So you'd think, right? Like, if you were actually a free person and you actually did own private property, then that would be true. Unfortunately, as you find out once you buy property for the first time, that there are these things called property tax bills that this criminal gang of men and women calling themselves the government of San Antonio or wherever sends you. And if you don't end up sending them the property tax money, they send men with guns to your house a few years later to steal it from you.
Right. You don't own property in America.
Right. So,
it's
really...
True. You hardly own anything anymore.
No, it's just...
One more quickly, I want you to tell me.
Hang on. If you can hang on, we'll bring it back here because definitely got a good stories for us. 800-259-9231. More with Larry and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Maybe we've got a code enforcer out there who wants to call to justify his job. No, darn it, you need to have a garage sale permit because we own you. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do that is to shop with us. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's how you should enter Amazon. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, dozens of categories in which you can shop. You start your shopping through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. Still the same great Amazon prices, same huge selection. You're just entering through our portal, at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, Larry unfortunately dropped off the line, but was telling us a story about his mother and how she was forced by the threat of violence to get a garage sale permit when living in San Antonio, Texas.
The bureaucrat didn't threaten violence. He didn't say, hey, lady, if you don't get a garage sale permit, I'm going to come over there and kick you in the shin.
No, they don't have to.
They don't have to. It is implicit because basically if you don't shut down your operation, they're going to send cops out. And what are the cops going to do? They're going to tell you to shut down. And then if you decide not to shut down, these guys who have the monopoly privilege of the use of force will begin to shut you down.
That's
if
right.
You decide that you don't want strange people in strange uniforms with funny hats and silly pieces of metal attached to their uniform moving the stuff around on your property, they may very well mace you or tase you or whatever.
Right.
Or they might decide to drag you off for resisting in some way.
Right.
If you don't want to be drug off, at some point or another, the guns come out.
Absolutely.
With an old lady, likely they'll be able to actually forcibly pick her up and move her without shooting her, but, you know, she wouldn't be the first 70-year-old they've tased.
You're right about that. So it's just so sad that number one, that there are so many different permits and licenses and all this nonsense, and then number two, that people are so sad and obedient and that they go along to get along.
Well,
and I don't blame them.
The suggestion
is scary.
If the rules are implemented on everyone equally, that somehow it's fair. Just because everybody, you know, has to, in a specific geographic area, has to do some activity, doesn't mean it's not police state-esque.
There's no doubt that it is police state-esque. The idea that you have to beg government's permission in order to, as Larry pointed out, sell your own stuff on what is purportedly your own property is really an insult. And I know that San Antonio is not the only place in this country with the so-called garage sale permits. But permits across the board are a bad idea because it's just about obedience. It's just about paying a criminal gang of strange men and women to allow you to do what it is that you wanted to do without hurting you.
I think that people do want a certain level of reporting on some of the restaurants that they eat at. They'll want to know whether they're whether the
kitchen safe and things like
and
that.
They will.
I think the marketplace can provide that. I think that Zagat's could step right up and fill that slot, or some other organization could say, this is super
certified.
This has the super E of quality symbol, and, you know.
Yeah, put it on the front door. Put it on the menu.
And I can tell you, whatever private organization did it, just like Consumer Reports, will do a bang-up job.
Look at the internet.
They'll do far better than the government.
Look at the internet as a great example. I mean, when you're going around, there are millions of websites from which you can shop online. Of course, we like Amazon.freetalklive.com. But there are a lot of different websites you can shop from which you can shop, and many of them have the little authorized.net logo or one of the other. They're different credit card processing companies and these different organizations that help a vendor do business on the internet. And when you, for instance, you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you want to contribute some money to the show, we've got the authorized.net logo there, and we're allowed to put that there. When you click on it, it verifies that, hey, yep, these are the real Free Talk Live guys, and this is the real website, and we support this, right? So there's this level of checking that they've done to verify. You get to use our seal because, well, we're doing business with you. Anybody else that uses the seal, you try to click on it. If they're not real, it's not going to work. So the internet has come up with these ways to help people feel safe and secure online. In the same way, the marketplace would come up with similar ways for things like health inspections. Let's go to your calls. Teresa, listening in Virginia Beach. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Teresa.
Hi. I really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
Because of my work schedule, I'm not always able to catch it. But I tuned in here in about the last, within the last hour, catching the lemonade stand. And, you know, from my experience, first of all, what Larry's saying, as far as his mother having to get a permit, I have lived in Richmond, Virginia, Oklahoma City, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, Cincinnati, Ohio, and now Virginia Beach. And I have encountered this thing with government that has this need to always find a way to tax or force you to pay a fee to do things like that, to hold a yard sale. If you want to get a job in a fast food restaurant, you need to go have a hepatitis B shot. In some ways, I can kind of see the point, but having lived in Ohio, I went to where the Wright brothers had their bicycle shop, and I've also been to North Carolina, the Kitty Hawk, where they actually flew their flyer.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, you know, what standards were in place? What government fees and things that they have to pay to travel from Ohio to Kitty Hawk and set up? They actually had a little garage set up, and they actually lived in that garage, and that's where they tested the right flyer. They built it. They tested it. They lived in that same place. They cooked. They cleaned. They lived there on the sands. And I thought to myself, you know, could you do this today?
Right.
And
I think it's a great question.
Probably not.
It shows
probably
how the government stifles innovation. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, if the FAA had been around, they'd say, oh, I'm terribly sorry. This is not an approved hangar area. And is somebody cooking on this hot plate over here? Oh, my God.
Exactly. I mean, you can see a replica of the it's like a garage, combination garage, living quarters, storage shed, et cetera, right there on site now. They've recreated that. And they lived there, and they kept notes. And, of course, as they were performing their testing and tweaking the right flyer to get it to where it actually flew that day, December 17th, 1903, you know, up until that point, I'm thinking, you know, where was the government? Where was the government involved? You know, step onto that sand and say, hey, you know, you can't be doing this here?
It's a great question. And thank goodness they probably weren't involved at all because, as you're pointing out, Martin.
My point is, in my experience, because I want to start a small business, and to be honest, I don't have a lot of capital simply because what I've gone through in life. I'm sorry?
What kind of business, if I may ask?
I have different business ideas, but when I try to write them up and pursue them, it's all the money. It's the funds. As a matter of fact, when I came here to Virginia Beach a year ago, I checked into having a business on the beach. First of all, you have to apply for a permit. You have to get on a waiting list.
So it takes you
years to even get to the point where you can get a permit. Then you have to get a 5-year permit, and you have to agree to all these terms. You have to agree to pay a certain amount of money, which is thousands of dollars. You have to agree to work during these certain periods, you know. And then say you just have an idea. So you have an idea, which is what I had. I had an idea for a business, and I couldn't.
And they took a dump all over it. Right. When you find out what all the rules are, it reminds me of when I, and by the way, thank you, Teresa. It was a great story. I appreciate hearing from you. It reminds me of when I was looking into my early radio days, looking into, well, I'd love to own my own radio station.
Wouldn't it be great to have your own radio station?
Yeah, so then you try to, like, figure out how to do that, and it's
holy crap,
flipping
$75,000 to apply for the license? I may or may not be approved.
I couldn't even figure out how much it costs to apply. I mean, but there is some sort of multi-thousand dollar cost just to apply, and then they can throw that down the drain. Sorry, we're not accepting applications right now.
You really can't even apply on your own. You have to hire an FCC attorney at hundreds of dollars an hour in order to do it.
And
they made the rules so convoluted and so nutty that you have to hire somebody who speaks their fruity language in order to do it.
The more government rules
innovation
there are,
has been stifled.
Well, the more government rules there are, the more attorneys you have to hire.
Right. Most places in America, I'm not talking about New York City or major metropolitan areas. Most places in America, you can cruise up and down the dial, and there's all kinds of open space. The average person could just put up a transmitter and put their music or talk or whatever it is that they wanted to put out there and provide it to the community and, you know, sell a few ads in order to offset whatever it is, whatever they want to do. You know, maybe their church will sponsor
you can build a radio
whatever.
Station.
But no, the FCC has a monopoly on these things, and you've got to pay us and da-da-da-da-da-da.
And it's
the
same thing in Teresa's situation, the same thing in everyone else's situation who is in a situation like her where she doesn't have a whole lot of money to lay out.
Sure,
and
she's been taxed all of her life. If she could get back all the tax money that she's been, she'd be rich.
She has a dream. She looked into what it would take to work that dream, to make it into a reality, and the government people just put up so many barriers and so many prohibitions and taxes and fees and paperwork. You just look at all that stuff and you say, even if you could afford it, you just, in many cases, you might say, screw this. I'll just keep my J-O-B, and I'll just keep showing up and working for this other guy. Because who wants to jump through all those hoops? It's horrible, and it's a huge drain on the economy. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.